Hello, we're reading chosen passages from the document Deficiency for the Greatness of the Creator. You can ask questions live during the lesson.
Let's not forget that we want to help our friends who dearly require complete health.
Excerpt number 12. Rabash, what is man and what is beast in the work? When a person wants to work for the sake of the Creator and not for himself, then he sees that everything he does is not for the sake of the Creator, but only for his own benefit. In that state, he feels that he has nothing and he is completely empty. And he can fill this place only with a pomegranate, meaning if he goes above reason, which is called exaltedness of the Creator. In other words, he should ask the Creator to give him the power to believe above reason in the greatness of the Creator. That is, the fact that he wants the exaltedness of the Creator does not mean that he says, if you let me attain the exaltedness and greatness of the Creator, I will agree to work. Rather, he wants the Creator to give him the power to believe in the greatness of the Creator. And with this, he fills the emptiness in which he is in right now. It follows that were it not for the emptiness, that is, if he did not work on the path toward achieving dvikut, meaning an equivalence of form, called in order to bestow, but rather like the general public who suffers for the practices they observe. These people did not feel themselves as empty, but as full of mitzvot. However, specifically those who want to achieve bestowal feel the emptiness within them and need the greatness of the Creator. They can fill this emptiness specifically with exaltedness, called full of mitzvot, to the extent that they ask the Creator to give them power to be able to go above reason, which is called exaltedness.
Again,
when a person wants to work for the sake of the Creator and not for himself, then he sees that everything he does is not for the sake of the Creator, but only for his own benefit. In that state, he feels that he has nothing and he is completely empty. And he can fill this place only with a pomegranate. Meaning, if he goes above reason, which is called exaltedness of the Creator. In other words, he should ask the Creator to give them the power to believe above reason in the greatness of the Creator. That is, the fact that he wants the exaltedness of the Creator does not mean that he says, if you let me attain the exaltedness and greatness of the Creator, I will agree to work. Rather, he wants the Creator to give him the power to believe in the greatness of the Creator. And with this, he feels the emptiness in which he is in right now. It follows that, were it not for the emptiness, that is, if he did not work on the path toward achieving dvikut, meaning an equivalence of form called in order to bestow, but rather like the general public who suffice for the practices they observe, these people do not feel themselves as empty, but as full of mitzvot. However, specifically those who want to achieve bestowal feel the emptiness within them and need the greatness of the Creator. They can fill this emptiness specifically with exaltedness called full of mitzvot, to the extent that they ask the Creator to give them the power to be able to go above reason, which is called exaltedness.
Sheila.
Question. What is a mitzvah? A commandment. That they are full of mitzvot, of commandments, as a limon, as a pomegranate. What then is called a mitzvah? Talk about it. Each one throw half a word in there and maybe something will come.
קטע מספר 13.
Excerpt number 13. What does it mean that the right has to be greater than the left in the work of Rabash? It is written, Rabbi Elazar said, one should always precede prayer to trouble. We should interpret that one does not go into the work of the left before he first worked in the manner of the right, which is regarded as wholeness, meaning that he does not lack anything, and he thanks and praises the Creator for giving him some grip on the work of the Creator. And then he begins the work of the left. At that time, he sees that he is in trouble, that he has neither Torah nor work that is suitable for one who is serving the Creator. At that time, he feels how far he is from the work of the Creator, meaning from working for Him, namely working only with the aim to bestow contentment upon His Maker, and not at all for his own benefit. At that time, he sees how the body objects to this, and he does not see that he will ever be able to do anything only in order to bestow. It follows that when he begins the path of the left, this is called trouble, called second nature. Trouble. And he has no other choice but to pray to the Creator to help him and give him the desire to bestow, called second nature. At that time, the prayer is from the bottom of the heart, and the Creator hears his prayer. Again, it is written, Rabbi Elazar said, one should always precede prayer to trouble. We should interpret that one does not go into the work of the left before he first worked in the manner of the right, which is regarded as wholeness, meaning that he does not lack anything, and he thanks and praises the Creator for giving him some grip on the work of the Creator. And then he begins the work of the left. At that time, he sees that he is in trouble, that he has neither Torah nor work that is suitable for one who is serving the Creator. At that time, he feels how far he is from the work of the Creator, meaning from working for Him, namely working only with the aim to bestow contentment upon His Maker and not at all for his own benefit. At that time, he sees how the body objects to this, and he does not see that he will ever be able to do anything only in order to bestow. It follows that when he begins the path of the left, this is called trouble, and he has no other choice but to pray to the Creator to help him and give him the desire to bestow, called second nature. At that time, the prayer is from the bottom of the heart, and the Creator hears his prayer.
What do we gain from the ascents and what do we gain from the descents? Why do they need to come one after the other? And what do we gain from each state? Does it start from an ascent or from a descent? Or a descent and an ascent or an ascent and a descent? From this entire tact. We benefit.
That
Rav, how through the connection in the ten we connect the ascent and descent to an ascent, and then what is an ascent? Meaning, what kind of ascent are we going through if we combine individual ascents and descents together between us?
Excerpt number 14. This is called His Father Gives the Weight. As we said, that wholeness is called whiteness, where there is no dirt. There is a twofold gain here. In this way, he receives elation from being adhered to the whole, meaning to the Creator. And we must believe that what he gives is wholeness. Wholeness makes a man whole, making him feel whole too. Naturally, he derives nourishment from this, so he can live and persist and then have strength to do the holy work. According to the importance he acquires during the work of wholeness, he will later have room to feel the deficiency with regard to his work, which is not truly pure. That is, at that time, he can depict to himself how much he's losing by his negligence in the work. For he can compare between the importance of the Creator and his own lowliness, and this will give him energy to work. However, one should also correct oneself, or he will remain in the dark and will not see the true light that shines on the kelim that are suitable for it, called vessels of bestowal. The correction of the kelim is called nukva, deficiency, when he works on correcting his deficiencies. This is regarded as his mother gives the red. That is, at that time he sees the red light, which are the barriers on his way, which prevent him from reaching the goal. Then comes the time of prayer. Since the man sees the measures of the work that he has in matters of mind and heart, and how he has not progressed in the work of bestowal, he also sees how his body is weak, that he does not have great powers to be able to overcome his nature. For this reason, he sees that if the Creator does not help him, he's lost. As it is written, if the Lord does not build the house, they who build it labor in it in vain. From those two, meaning from wholeness and deficiency, which are the father and mother, it turns out that the Creator is the one who helps him, giving him a soul, which is the spirit of life. And then the newborn is born. Again. It says, this is called His Father Gives the Weight, as we said that wholeness is called whiteness, where there is no dirt. There is a twofold gain here. If this way, in this way, he receives elation from being adhered to the whole, meaning to the Creator, and we must believe that what he gives is wholeness. Wholeness makes a man whole, making him feel too, making him feel whole too. Naturally, he derives nourishment from this, so he can live and persist and then have strength to do the holy work. 2. According to the importance he acquires during the work of wholeness, he will later have room to feel the deficiency with regard to his work, which is not truly pure. That is, at that time he can depict to himself how much he is losing by his negligence in the work. For he can compare between the importance of the Creator and his own lowliness, and this will give him energy to work. However, one should also correct oneself, or he will remain in the dark and will not see the true light that shines on the kelim that are suitable for it, called vessels of bestowal. The correction of the kelim is called nukva, deficiency, when he works on correcting his deficiencies. This is regarded as his mother gives the red. That is, at that time he sees the red light, which are the barriers on his way which prevent him from reaching the goal. Then comes the time of prayer. Since the man sees the measures of the work that he has in matters of mind and heart, and how he has not progressed in the work of bestowal, he also sees how his body is weak, that he does not have great powers to be able to overcome his nature. For this reason, he sees that if the Creator does not help him, he is lost, as it is written, "If the Lord does not build the house, they who build it labor in it in vain." From those two, meaning from wholeness and deficiency, which are the father and mother, it turns out that the Creator is the one who helps him, giving him a soul, which is the spirit of life, and then the newborn is born.
Shuv. Katuv.
Again.
Aviv noten et aloven.
This is called his father gives the weight. As we said that wholeness is called whiteness, where there is no dirt. There is a twofold gain here. One, in this way he receives elation from being adhered to the whole, meaning to the Creator. And we must believe that what he gives is wholeness. Wholeness makes a man whole, making him feel whole too. Naturally, he derives nourishment from this so he can live and persist and then have strength to do the holy work. 2. According to the importance he acquires during the work of wholeness, he will later have room to feel the deficiency with regard to his work, which is not truly pure. That is, at that time, he can depict to himself how much he is losing by his negligence in the work, for he can compare between the importance of the Creator and his own lowliness, and this will give him energy to work. However, one should also correct oneself, or he will remain in the dark and will not see the true light that shines on the kelim that are suitable for it, called vessels of bestowal. The correction of the kelim is called nukva, deficiency, when he works on correcting his deficiencies. This is regarded as his mother gives the red. That is, at that time, he sees the red light, which are the barriers on his way, which prevent him from reaching the goal. Then comes the time of prayer. Since the man sees the measures of the work that he has in matters of mind and heart, and how he has not progressed in the work of bestowal, he also sees how his body is weak, that he does not have great powers to be able to overcome his nature. For this reason, he says that if the Creator does not help him, he is lost. As it is written, if the Lord does not build the house, they who build it labor in it in vain. From those two, meaning from wholeness and deficiency, which are the father and mother, it turns out that the Creator is the one who helps him, giving him a soul, which is the spirit of life. And then the newborn is born.
Move on.
Clear? Yes or no? No. Again?
This is called excerpt number 14, Rabash. This is called His Father Gives the White. As we said, that wholeness is called whiteness, where there is no dirt. There is a twofold gain here. In this way, he receives elation from being adhered to the whole, meaning to the Creator. And we must believe that what he gives is wholeness. Wholeness makes a man whole, making him feel whole too. Naturally, he derives nourishment from this, so he can live and persist and then have strength to do the holy work.
So far, is that clear? Yes or no? Meaning from the feeling of wholeness that comes from the Creator called white or whiteness, you receive a force that later helps. How to use it, we'll see. But this is the white state of whiteness. His Father gives whiteness too.
According to the importance he acquires during the work of wholeness, he will later have room to feel the deficiency with regard to his work, which is not truly pure. That is, at that time, he can depict to himself how much he's losing by his negligence in the work. For he can compare between the importance of the Creator and his own lowliness, and this will give him energy to work.
I mean, he doesn't torment himself. Why is he in a descent? Why does he have no strength? Why does he do nothing? He scrutinizes how much the greatness that he attained in the ascent can now help him see the true state in the descent. Yeah? Item 2.
According to the importance he acquires during the work of wholeness, he will later have room to feel the deficiency with regard to his work, which is not truly pure. That is, at that time he can depict to himself how much he's losing by his negligence. In the work, by his negligence in the work, for he can compare between the importance of the Creator and his own lowliness, and this will give him energy to work.
Yes,
however, one should also correct oneself, or he will remain in the dark and will not see the true light that shines on the kelim that are suitable for it, called vessels of bestowal. The correction of the kelim is called nukva, deficiency. When he works on correcting his deficiencies, this is regarded as his mother gives the red. That is, at that time he sees the red light, which are the barriers on his way, which prevent him from reaching the goal. Then comes the time of prayer. Since the man sees the measures of the work that he has in matters of mind and heart, and how he has no progress in the work of bestowal. He also sees how his body is weak, that he does not have great powers to be able to overcome his nature. For this reason, he sees that if the Creator does not help him, he's lost. As it is written, if the Lord does not build the house, they who built it labor in it in vain. They who build it labor in it in vain. From those two, meaning from wholeness and deficiency, which are the father and mother, it turns out that the Creator is the one who helps him, giving him a soul, which is the spirit of life, and then the newborn is born.
As much as you understood, talk about it. Talk together at the same time. As much as you understood, the state of ascent, state of descent, what connects them, how one state helps the other. You receive the strength that you can complete the process.
It says that
an
embryo in his mother's womb sees the entire world from one end to the other and achieves everything, and then when the time of birth comes, then he receives some kind of
makah.
Gets this kind of, like, let's call it a strike, kind of blow, and turns upside down and comes out into this world. What happens in us in that state where we turn upside down, in that state of birth? What happens to our desires, our thoughts, our entire perception? Perception of reality. Say what you think. How is it? Why does the embryo grow up with or develop with the head when it's pointing up and is born with the head pointing down? Why does the embryo grow with his head pointing up and is born? His head.
Except number 15.
האדם צריך להרגיל עצמו בכל דבר ודבר, לעשות השוואה בין זמן של ייסורים לזמן תענוג, ולתת ברכה על הנס שהוציא אותו מהייסורים למצב של תענוג.
Excerpt number 15. A person should accustom himself with anything to compare between the time of suffering and the time of pleasure, and to bless for the miracle of delivering him from suffering to a state of pleasure. By this, he will be able to thank the Creator and enjoy in the new kelim that have been added to him now when he compares the two times to one another. From this, a person can advance in the work. This is as Bala Sulam said, that it does not matter whether a person receives from the Creator something great or small. What matters is how much a person thanks the Creator to the extent of his gratitude, so grows the giving that the Creator gives. Therefore, we must take note to be grateful, to appreciate his gift, so we can approach the Creator. Hence, when a person always looks during the ascent at the state he was in while in descent, meaning how he felt during the descent, he can make a distinction as the advantage of the light from within the darkness. and he already has new kelim in which to receive joy and be thankful to the Creator. This is the meaning of what is written, that a person should bless. Blessed is he who made a miracle for me in this place, meaning in the place where he is now during the ascent, since there cannot be an ascent if there was no prior state of descent.
Rav, how do we define a descent and an ascent? What are we blessing over exactly during the ascent? Go ahead. Excerpt number 16, the difference between charity and gift. When he does not see results over a long period of time of making efforts, and he does not see a satisfaction of his deficiency, torments and pain begin to form in him, because he has made efforts but sees no progress in his work. At that time, the thoughts begin to come one by one. Sometimes it is with sparks of despair, and sometimes he grows stronger, but then he sees once more that he has fallen from his state. And so on repeatedly. Finally, a real deficiency forms in him, which he has obtained through exertion in ascent and descent. And these ascents and descents leave him with pain each time at not having been granted dvekut with the Creator. Finally, when the cup of labor has been filled sufficiently, it is called a kli. Then the filling of it comes from the Creator, since now he has a real kli, a real vessel. It follows that his seeing that now, after several years of work, he has retreated, this happened deliberately, so he will ache at not having dvekut, adhesion, with the Creator. It turns out that each time he must see that he is approaching the making of the kli, of the vessel, called a real deficiency. That is, his gauge of katnut and gadlut of the deficiency is to the extent of the suffering he feels at not having the filling, which is called here dvekut with the Creator, where all he wants is only to bring contentment to the Creator.
How exactly do we give him contentment? How exactly do we give the Creator contentment?
Rav, is there an answer? In what do we give contentment? No? You don't know? Anyone who raises his hand, he doesn't know. This I can tell in advance. Yuda, let's see you. Hero.
I feel the microphone. I like him.
You don't even have a mic.
Contentment. We give him contentment by allowing him to connect us.
Connect between us.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Ken, no.
Simple answer. What did you do? I'm sorry, practical.
To add to that, also dissemination to give him content.
Okay, also correct.